All right, back here on the Big Show, live down here at Radio Row. You never know who you're going to find at Radio Row. Christian Fourier.
Found him under the table. How was it? Oh.
Here on the Big Show, dropped his microphone. You know what? That's a
never
problem.
Fumbled. Never fumbled a football before.
I got to tell you, because you've been in the media business.
I just sat down.
He just attacked you.
You've been in the media business now for what, two and a half weeks?
Years.
And you gotta, that's the first thing you got to learn, not to drop the microphone.
Well, you know, it's this. Just listen. This is weird, but like holding this mic like this, nobody can see this.
It
reminds me of, like that Rambo when he's like,
Murdoch, coming to get
coming
you.
For you. You know, and then like, oh, you hear the music.
So how does it feel to be, you know, gainfully employed in a real profession now? I
mean, well, let's just say I'm doing a tutorial tour. You know, it's not like I haven't done this my whole career. It's just now they're somewhat
paying me
somewhat.
You always chased the camera since you were a kid.
Look who he's talking.
But before,
I'm never going to get into it with him right now.
I had a chance.
I had a great one I was going to fire back at him. I was just going to get him so bad.
Don't worry, he'll interrupt you while you're doing it.
I had to chase it. I came up from the bowels of this league.
So,
smell so bad.
Do you remember your media days here when they ask you the dumbass questions? They come out of who knows where.
Yeah, you know, media day is, I don't know why they have it, to be honest with you. It's just, it's like football isn't talked about.
It is dumb.
The stuff that they do talk about has been just thrown around so many times the week they have off. So, for me, I kind of just sat there and hung out, and then I think I ended up talking to someone from his name was
Jose.
I don't want to say this wrong. No, I did talk to Jose, the Tick Man from Nickelodeon.
Tick Man.
He sucks.
I missed him.
And
he's good.
It was just like, guys like that, like, because I was trying, you know.
Who would call himself a tick?
Well, dude, he had this whole
bug,
you know, outfit with a cod piece and everything, dude.
It was a cartoon character.
Yeah, bad. Yeah. It was really bad. But yeah, out of all people, he felt you know, insecure around me because of my cod piece.
Of course.
Yeah, but what do you,
uniform only, of course.
Like I said, what do you get out? I mean, same questions, except unless us, because we asked original questions.
Of course.
I don't even think ours were original today.
No, I mean,
I think we brought our game down to the level.
Says, ask me. I said, what question has been asked yet?
Well, the funny thing is they say, what's the stupidest question someone has asked you? And then I say, just said. That's the stupidest question someone has ever asked. And they've,
Pete,
how many
you
times?
Asked that one? Pete asked that one a couple times
today.
Yeah,
and I say, play along because you have to. Obviously, the dumbest question is what I'm about to ask you. But, I mean, you know, a real dumb question. Like, you know, boxes of briefs or if you, you know, first time you made out with a girl. Everything.
You
90% of the stuff is so idiotic and stupid.
You guys just
waste
the
time. If I had to do it again, especially if you're up at the podiums like some of the guys are, you really kind of like open yourself up to outing yourself in certain ways. Like, you know, because like someone will ask you, spell this. So I'm like, okay, listen.
That's
if
what
you
Teddy
go to the Super
that.
Bowl,
yeah.
Again, I'm going to sit there. I'm going to study like am I smarter than a fifth grader? Like, I'm going to get the game board edition. I'm going to go over all the questions because that's what they're going to ask you.
Well, now that you're in the media, you can understand. All you got to do is turn around and ask us. Just say, why don't you try to spell it? And you realize that 90% of us are dumber than the rest
of
you.
Well, I spelled Bruschi's name wrong today, and his podium is spelled wrong.
I still can't spell his name. B-Y something. It's like Favre. It's like doesn't make sense.
Favre, but you know, we're watching Brady today, and he handles the media almost like he's a robot. He says nothing, but you're happy about it. Everyone leaves there smiling, going, oh, he's so nice, but he didn't say anything.
He's the best at it, best I've ever seen.
You know, I agree with you. He has the ability to, one, draw the attention away from himself and put it on the other players, and two, like you said, like he can take any situation, you know, and just make it good. My wife, you know, we joke about it all the time, and it's getting worse, so I'm kind of getting worried about her. And she's like, every time she's like, God, I have such a crush on him. Yeah. And then, so I'm like watching him, I'm like,
so do you.
I think I do too.
Right.
I'll be like that.
I was going to say, Fred and Peter nodding.
Said, hey.
Nodding.
Then you find your buddy and you punch him in the shoulder. And
yeah.
Well, we have a morning show, The View now. It's more for feminine people. But they asked, Izzo, wouldn't you like to walk around one day?
Wouldn't you like to be Brady?
Wouldn't you like to be Brady? They asked Izzo that.
Well, listen, Brady is the modern day. He's Cary Grant. He's just got that.
Ronald Reagan.
Forget it. Reagan didn't have as much pull as it wasn't pulling it.
No, but the way he answers things, it just is so smooth.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Anybody who doesn't like Brady?
Two of Fred's biggest heroes, Ronald Reagan and Tom Brady.
Why not?
You, Steve. I watched it since I was a child.
Have you changed?
This is like the
in,
view.
In any, anything
more,
you've.
This is more testosterone than estrogen, I guess.
Probably. A little bit more. But it depends on
get
what
your
day
hand
you're,
off my leg.
What day
true?
You're
that's
here.
Not my leg.
Push your pillows.
Here, grab my mic. Squeeze it.
Is there anything you've heard?
Is there a rating on this show, by any way?
Yes.
Yeah. No, is there a rating as far as like we can say what we can?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're really walking on the line right now.
No, not for this show.
That's not a line you're walking on either.
Yeah, don't think. I just saw you on Sirius over this. You're not on the same thing. So,
right. But Sirius, you can say anything.
Yeah, Sirius, you can say anything.
Yeah, I know. I love Sirius. That. That's what I was telling myself.
Yeah,
I love that.
You can say anything you want over there.
We have to say poopies and tinkles. Right. We can't say the other stuff.
But the good news is we bleep out Fred more than anybody else on the show.
So that's
and
what that's
a co-host
for. Because I've listened to the show and I was like, he sounds like, you know, if you're talking on a cell phone and, you know, is it
cuts out. That's it.
No, that's me.
That's just the nervous tick.
That's my stick.
That's Fred
tick man,
us.
That was Tick man. Maybe,
you know what it does now that I look at him? It does. It's him.
Nice costume.
Tick man going to jump on your back?
All right, let me ask you a football question before we get
boring.
Media day.
This is so much more fun.
You're like the teacher that comes
in
the room with
we
football.
We can take into that as well. Yeah. Is there anything you've heard, seen, that changes your mind and how you feel about this football game in the last few days?
No and yes. No, I mean, listen. I was.
Fence time.
I was talking. No. Yeah, I guess I am on.
What a blunt answer that
what was.
I have no idea.
I like that answer.
You
no
way.
The funny thing is, like, I really, I do like. Listen, I know, I really believe the Patriots are going to win, but I do really like the Giants team. I don't know if I can give them my full endorsement yet. I can't be the Kennedys and give Barack Obama my full endorsement yet. I'm waiting.
You would be on
the
show.
Like, I'm going to wait another couple days because there's just when I feel people start piling on anybody, I just feel like it strengthens their resolve. As a group, you know, and the way that the Giants have been playing, I've just been really impressed with. I mean, and Manning himself, and just take out Manning, just their defense. Just love their defense. And people are talking about, like, how, they're giving the Patriots bulletin board material. They're doing this, they're doing that, you know. And I'm sitting there going, you know what? What's wrong with that? Like, if you're going to commit to it, don't just say one thing, you know, hell, just say anything you want. You know, then you put your butt out there on the line, and let's see if you can back it up.
But
you know?
Christian, as a former tight end, though, with Shockey being down, it does seem that Eli has been a little more. And I know Shockey's a great receiver, obviously, but he has seemed to be a little bit more relaxed with Boston there. And obviously, it's not the same kind of weapon that Shockey is, but since he's gone down, I don't know, it seems Eli is more a little bit more focused. Maybe not as –
less chance.
Maybe not as –
well, listen, that guy
doesn't get the ball to Shockey as much as he used to before.
Well, I mean, listen, I thought that guy has done a great job.
Boston.
He's not.
Western
I mean, he's
Oregon.
Not as. I don't think he has as much flair and his, you know, and excitement.
Well,
as,
no,
you know,
obviously.
The whole Shockey, but like, you know, listen, you don't have to. You know, he catches the ball when he's thrown to him.
Yep.
He gets open. He's a big guy. He runs good after the catch and he blocks well. So, I mean, you don't need to have a Pro Bowl player in there. But I think you're right for the fact that maybe he's like, you know, listen, one of my security blanket is gone, and now I'm really going to have to step it up a little bit.
Or,
but at the same time, those receivers, oh, my gosh.
Especially when Green Bay decided to press him like crazy. I mean, you know, you've got a 6'4" receiver matched up against a 5'9", 5'10" defender. It's a layup.
I was watching that game, and I could not understand. It's like they kept going, thank you, sir, may I have another?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir, may I have another?
Real strange.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
getting killed.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, it was almost like. Like when
help.
I play catch with my son, if you know, I let him catch him every now and then. But if I really want to, I just give him the bone and I catch it with
box
one hand.
Right.
You know, it's like it was embarrassing.
Yeah, it really wasn't. And on the at the game, you could see Eli almost he'd come to the line of scrimmage and he had tunnel vision. He'd have tunnel vision. But the other thing about Shockey is that Eli's had to because Shockey was the vocal leader of that team. He was also a little bit of a loose cannon. Eli, from what
was
I understand,
he the leader? He tried to be the leader.
He walked around on eggshells around him. He's gone. Eli's a lot more loose. I mean, a lot more relaxed and making and forcing less scenarios.
But you know, I'm sorry. But I saw that he was evolving since the Buffalo game. And I don't know if you guys watched, but I watched when I was with the Panthers. I watched that game on film, and I was just impressed by just like that. That is when I thought they really kind of because the game was tight. Buffalo was hanging in, and then they just ran away with it on the ground.
Yeah.
On the ground, and that's. In my opinion, is a huge difference, is a big advantage for them in this game.
But Eli always looked like he's lost. And then the last couple of games he hasn't. It coincides with Shockey. When you've been in the huddle, has everyone come in that you played with bitching about getting the ball or riding the quarterback?
Listen, it depends on what team I was on. Like, I've been on teams where every stinking play, the same guy comes in and –
Who?
I'm not going to say anything. No, all the time. But then, you know, listen, there's like with Pats – you know, it all depends on the quarterback's ability to handle the huddle. Like, I would never, ever, if a quarterback asked me, were you open? I say yes, even if I had three people on me. Okay. But I would never go to him and say, dude, I was so open. Yeah. You know, and I would say it with that accent.
Yes.
Since I'm from California. But the other thing I want to say is the thing with Eli, like, People say like, oh, he looks lost, he looks this, but I think that's the way he looks. I think that's just him.
He isn't, not as much. He looks like Gomer Pyle. He's like walking like a straw in his mouth. And now, every time a bad pass, and that body language you keep talking about.
But
the last couple of games, he didn't look that bad. He looked more like he didn't belong there when he gets during the bad games. In the last couple of games, he just had a kind of a clear look in his eyes instead of that glaze, like, what the hell am I doing here?
Well, you know, the body language thing I noticed a lot with Peyton last year,
yeah.
You know, because when they played the Pats in the championship game, you know, I was like, dude, here it goes again. Here comes that body language. And he's like, you know, heads down. And,
it's
you know, but
head,
it seemed like he was going to, like, stay the course no matter what in that game, and it paid off for him, you know. From where I sat, that's what I saw.
All right, on the other side of the ball, we expect the Giants are going to try to apply an awful lot of pressure to Brady. From a guy who's been on the receiving end of his passes, how does he react to it?
That's not going to work. Well, listen, I mean, I thought we had really good receivers, but we didn't have Moss. I think we had the equivalent to Welker. I mean, we had good receivers, you know, no doubt. But Moss is just such a equalizer. I mean, just to, like, you can't do anything. Here's what I was going to say earlier. I was talking to someone today. They were talking to Michael Irvin. They were saying, hey, how would the Pats team, this year's Pats team, you know, go against your team? He's like, oh, no, they couldn't stop us. They couldn't do this. And I'd do this and I'd do that. And I was like, yeah, you probably would. But I guess your defense would not stop them on every single series. They would just score, and score,
right.
Maybe once or twice. And your offense, you would at least have two or three and outs, maybe a couple drives that got 40, 50 yards and you didn't score, and you would have been playing catch up.
Yeah, then you're dead.
Yep.
And then Michael Irvin, then all of a sudden Michael Irvin looks down those white lines and starts going, what the hell are those? It's time for a break. Who translated that for you, from Michael?
We were talking earlier, we were over the field today, and obviously it's impeccable, it's warm weather. Does this give the Patriots another huge advantage in the way that they like to play
offensively? I don't think it doesn't matter. Rain, snow, it's like they're like the post office, you know, they're going to deliver every game, you know. And listen, maybe it gives the Giants an advantage. I don't know.
But who has more speed in the offense with the receivers?
But it's like, listen, like people keep going, why aren't they those guys are fast no matter what. Like, I've never seen them not fast. Like, people are – they're still going to throw the ball to Falk. He's still going to get – he's going to get his yards. Welker, even in the last game, he looked super fast. I mean, we're splitting hairs a little bit, in my opinion, but I really feel that the track doesn't really matter. It just doesn't. I mean, they play on field turf now, and the field wasn't frozen. It was just cold.
And you know, with that ball coming, that's hot as a rock when it's frozen.
Yeah, that's the one thing, like – but I'd rather have – gosh, my mind.
That frozen ball.
We already had Fred do this. Belichick last week.
Yeah, so. No, he said he froze the balls for practice. I said, yeah, that would piss me off if you froze my balls.
Yeah. Now, makes you tough.
Yeah, tough. Makes tough. You something. Tough and stupid.
Yeah, go
childless.
Yeah.
Now, the Giants' defensive pass rush is the outside rushers are very good, very fast, upfield rushers. Exactly. What would a tight end's responsibility at times be in that situation with those quick rushers?
Well, you know, the Patriots used to do what they don't do at all anymore is myself and Dan, like, we kind of came out of the passing situations because we stayed in the block. It just, you know, they always want us to chip the end. Whoever their best defensive rusher was, we would chip the end. When we played the Colts, we'd have a play where we'd stay right by Tom, and then depending on where Freeney was, that's where we would go. We'd chip him, and then we'd run out. Same with Miami and same with whoever. But I don't ever see that anymore. They get rid of it. They get rid of it. They get rid of it quick, and they're okay with gaining 4 yards.
But, you know, it opens that path. When you spread out in five wides, it takes the DBs out of the blitzing situation because they're going to go out and cover up.
Well, plus when you spread everybody, you can just see everything. I mean, Tom always talked about he liked the shotgun. For various reasons, but the most part, that he was able to see everything clear. It just, instead of having everybody bunched up and, like, he's trying to find his mic, make the mic call for the line, everybody, they have to eventually spread out. So what we would do all the time was we'd have double calls. You know, he'd go up to the line. I'm sure you guys have seen it. He'd go through a cadence and hut, 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 and then he'd sit, and then the defense would show their hand, basically.
Yeah.
And then, so now he knows exactly what's going on. make his check, watch the clock, blue go, throw it. And there, he handles that clock better than everyone I've ever seen.
He does.
Even watching it on TV, I'm like, man, he's like, you can hear him. You see his eyes moving. He's like, yeah, he's calling somebody, alerting somebody out left or right. It's just it's amazing the way he runs that.
And what else he does is with his cadence and voice inflection, he keeps the defensive line from getting a jump on the ball. You know, he does it a few times and sits back, and it gets you off. You rather have a guy go quickly so you can get in a rhythm as a defensive player and getting off the ball. He takes that away from most of the defensive players. And I'm shocked that most defensive quarterbacks don't use that enough. They come up and they go the same cadence over and over.
Yeah,
and over
that again. That is something as a tight end, when you can't hear anyways, that is huge for me. Like I hate when the quarterback's always going the same sound. The defense don't care. They just, until you get them to go offsides, they're just going to pin their ears back and go. It gives you no advantage whatsoever.
When you look at this defense, the secondary of the Giants, banged up a little bit, a lot of different faces throughout the year, throughout the season. They're playing a little bit better in the postseason, but how do you rate them overall?
God, you know, that's the one group that I haven't really seen that much of, you know, just for the fact that it doesn't seem like anyone is playing manned up. That's why when we were talking about Green Bay, I was like, I can't believe they're manning these guys up. And I don't think
– falling down half the time.
Yeah, I don't think the Patriots – I mean, I don't think the Giants will do that. I think they're going to have to do it every now and then and take a chance. But for the most part, I mean, I would never leave my guys one-on-one with Moss, because it's just going to like
– makes no sense.
Yeah, as soon as he sees that – you know, it's like almost like, you know, it's like you're going to gamble. Like you have this set of rules you set for yourself, and as soon as you're making money. And as soon as you deviate and go, hey, you know, I'm just going to let it ride, you know, and get greedy. And then that's when you lose all your money. And if the Giants do that, they're going to get hit so hard.
But I said that about Green Bay. Green Bay was more interested in getting physical with the receivers than covering them. They're coming up to jam them. They're trying to back up. And the receivers are taking the hit and then beating them in coverage. When who was the first touchdown play against Green Bay?
Driver.
Well, Giants came up and jammed and fell down. They played a little bit off. But the Green Bay guys, they were jamming guys and missing, and the receivers, Plexico was getting open. And the receivers open all over the field.
Yeah, that's, I guess, you know, if you're going to jam them and play man, well, you better make sure you get them the first time. You know, and if you're going to jam them and you know it's okay for you to miss because you have help behind you, fine. It's almost like, you know, when you're on the kickoff return and you have, like, your two best cover guys, okay, you don't put one guy on them. You stop them, you slow them down, and then, you know, you let the other guys who are in the backfield get them. That's the same type of, you know, mentality they have to have.
All right, Christian, it's great seeing you once again. Comcast, you're working. How many shifts they got you working?
Oh, man, they're killing me. They're working me like a dog.
It's unbelievable.
Every night. And I'm doing some little – so every now and then I'll do some segments around the Phoenix area. Yesterday we went to the Phoenix Rescue Mission. Today we're going to a hospital, and tomorrow we're going to a juvenile detention center. You know, just trying to, you know.
Hey, right next to our hotel, we got the Lace and Leather Superstore Emporium.
Nice.
If you want to come by, Fred will give you a personal tour.
If you want to go to prison, guys on parole, we can take them home.
Might be a good feature for
Fred's
you on
probably,
TV.
Fred's probably going to spend the weekend in the adult detention center, so it's all going to work out pretty well.
He's going to
come visit you.
Don't picture Felger. Watch the reaction.
Oh, Felger.
You're not doing stuff with Felger, right?
Am I what?
Tori is. He's doing Felger.
Of course he is.
Well, Felger and Tangway, you know, they're good guys. They just
do something for me. Hit him in the head.
Well, no, actually, Tangway.
You know,
Tangway's the guy.
You guys want to give Felger a hard time?
Yes.
Yeah. No, we never do.
Always.
That.
You don't have to. Everybody else does.
Ask him how bad he stood me up last night. Just ask him about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then that's all I'm gonna say. Because the guilt trip is really gonna get to him on this.
He hardly ever misses a date with a man. I'm surprised.
And then she just likes it.
I'm sorry.
You know, that was a softball. That was a softball pitch.
It was either me or Fred that was going to
hit it out of the wall.
I got to tell you this story. Felger used to do our show on a regular basis. And one day he walks in, he's wearing shorts. Fred looks at his legs and says,
No, that's not true. It was on the football field.
On the football field.
And he shaved his legs, and he has women's legs. A really nice woman.
Oh, shut up.
Fred said
he is going to get it for me so bad.
I think he waxes him.
He waxes him. Fred said to him, you have the
You lie.
Fred said, you have the best pair of legs
for a man I've ever seen in my life.
You shut up.
We were all uncomfortable.
Now you won't stand him up.
No, this is the funniest thing, because this is funny. I'm just going to call him out on this. before we have
a
to go.
A wig and a dress.
Yeah. We were talking about somebody. I was like, I can't believe this guy. He shaves his legs, and he's, you know, I can't stand guys that do that, you know. And he's like, oh, really? He shaves his legs? Now that I know he does it too. Oh man.
Again, I think he waxes.
Well, waxing is a lot more macho than shaving.
Oh,
waxing,
man.
There's a little pain involved in waxing. So
that way it's more manly.
Manly.
Oh no, I don't believe it.
All right, Christian, thank you very much. Good luck. All right, all week. You can catch him on Comcast. Christian Fourier here on the Big Show.